Back to Adios Extra. Dating sucks?
Question mark.
Question mark. I'm your man, Big B. And that's someone getting in on the hotline early today. Everybody wants to call in and blow the show up and do that whole thing. I do not do the show alone, as you all know. I have the Dating Sucks crew with me. Today's crew is Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola, mis amigos y amigas. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. Muy bien.
We have the world-renowned world traveler, Diego.
Hey, y'all. I'm back. I knew who that motherfucker was last week.
Uh-oh. Let me clear my throat.
And it's at this time, I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats,
do it.
Place your hands over your hearts,
do it,
and all hail the queen.
Do it. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We missed you. Well, I missed you. I feel like I haven't been here in a while.
All right.
Thank you for pushing play.
Pushing play indeed.
And thank you for those questions you meant to send, but you haven't sent in yet.
Damn you people, this is a podcast.
Want to keep it moving and keep it going.
We are here for your benefit.
Yay. Yay you.
Yay.
We're allaboutyou.com.
All about it. All right, let's get this party started, kids. I feel like we got some things we need to discuss. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, so one of the questions we asked the last time I posted it on Facebook, so sometimes when I remember to do things, go to the Facebook page. Please feel free to answer the question. If it's your real name, you know, you're already on there, but I normally don't read full names on the podcast. Sometimes I do, depends on the person, so I just want to put it out there. But you can go there and ask a question. You can go there and you can answer a question. So the question was, just because you slept with someone, does it automatically count them out as a platonic friend? So let's see what people had to say. Mr. Davis from Forget That, yo. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll understand why I said it like that. So that's the name of the podcast. Anyway, so he said, no, everybody I slept with, still my friend, and on my Facebook page, well, except one, she blocked me. Mm. Welp, what did you do? Mr. Shannon said, no, they may count you out as one, and you gotta let them have that. Can't force a friendship nor chase after one.
That's true.
Okay. Mr. Knott said, nah, y'all just be platonic friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. Okay, I added that part. Mr. Kevin said relationships evolve, in my opinion. I am H-O-N, my humble opinion. Okay, there we go. Ooh, I'm old. People may have started out trying to be one way or experimented with a different aspects of intimacy and then realized it just wasn't for them. But I believe in certain instances, if they built a friendship concurrently, this intelligent motherfucker, if they build a friendship concurrently, people can just be platonic friends and have love outside of whatever went on in the bedroom. You better do it, Mr. Kevin.
You know what I'm saying?
You better talk about
like,
it.
That sound like some shit he threw at his woman when she asked him, did you fuck her?
Uh-oh.
Baby, if the relationship happened concurrently, just threw her ass all over.
She was like, wait a minute, what?
But I love you.
Right. I know that's right, Mr. Kevin. Okay. Ms. Summer said, not if they were bad at it. All right.
Wait a minute.
It sounds like something you'd say.
Scorn lover.
Right. PJ says, duh. Yeah, because you went past that title with having sex. Call it something else. And we wonder why people are in fucked up relationships. Hashtag, obviously. Ms. Davis said, maybe, I guess. But not in my personal experiences. You better do it.
Ms. Davis said, once you enter
the chambers, you better do it.
You are on the other side of the velvet rope.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Edmund said, no. Mine are, but generally, no. True baby said no. Just the automatic body count.
Damn.
Okay. You know what? Drew, okay.
Damn.
Mr. Ellis from, I'm sorry, because he got on me the last time I said his name like that. Stone from
Terrible
from Forget That Yo says, not at all. Lady Rose said, nope. Okay, easy, quick to the point. Okay. Andrew said, no. Mr. Aaron from the BAP, that's the Black Astronauts If You're Nasty, said no. Joseph, I was like, who? Said no. Okay, everybody's like, no. Why are you asking this question? Okay. Like, yo, I don't even understand this. And Rude Boy said, I pee the fifth. The fifth. So, thank you guys for answering that question. We truly appreciate it because, you know, keeps the show moving.
No doubt. And as a special prize to everyone that chimed in on that, you are now allowed to send two feedbacks for this show here too. So we'll
see. Oh, okay. All right. They're allowed to?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the prize.
Oh, hey. Look at you. All right. So let's get on to the first question of the day. Let's see. How would you feel if you were on a third date and your date started crying?
Just for no reason?
Why? Because I fingered her too hard or something like that? Ooh. Why is she crying?
You were on a date.
Under the table.
Under the table.
Mm. Okay, let's take fingering off. Let's take fingering off under. You were just, let's say, sitting across from the person. I don't know, and man. This is what the question said.
Okay.
Huh?
And she just random breaks out in the tears.
Yeah, it said, and your date started crying. I guess y'all were maybe in the middle of a conversation. I don't know. I'm just reading it as I got it.
I mean, I'll be like, yo, you all right? Everything cool? I mean, what else can you really do?
Right.
You can try to console. You keep that shit up. I mean, I got to call a fucking Uber for you. Yo. Like, what's going on? I don't know.
Oh,
did that happen to someone?
Yeah.
Somebody sent the question to me. I don't know.
Wow. Well, I was just kind of like, okay, you know.
You're real specific. Yeah, it's a third date.
A third date? God damn.
Listen, what if you were on a third date?
Third date? She's crying?
They didn't say she. They just said your date. Oh, so damn. I don't know.
Well, if they're crying, he or she, I would just look at her and say what the problem is.
Yeah.
And hopefully they get over themselves. Maybe, you know, they didn't take their medication. Oh. And if they continue, depending on whether the meal came or not, I would excuse myself and go to the restroom, and they hit the door. That was just me.
Okay.
I can't. Wait, give me a minute. I don't know. I mean, I'm sensitive. So I mean, if a guy starts crying,
I'm gonna start crying too. Wait,
why she say it with a laugh though?
Because he could just be sitting there, all of a sudden bust out into tears. You don't really know what people are going through. It could have been something. Just
like Safari, what if he just got robbed on his way to the date?
Yeah, it could have been anything. He's crying. I don't know, crying or. I mean, it could have been something, maybe a family member is not well or whatever. But anyway, if they're crying and I ask you what's wrong, hopefully the person would be, you know, could get themselves together enough to actually open up that dialogue to tell you. But if they're just going to just start crying, then the date got to be over.
I mean, the next step.
After three dates, you pretty much know each other.
Right. I was hoping for a next step from y'all.
Like I said, I'm going to console him and be like, hey, is everything okay? You know, is something that I did, something that I said, blah, blah, blah. You know, once I clear the air that it wasn't of my doing, then, you know,
Because he kind of left the question open if you go on a date and they just start crying. Right. I mean, did they just break out into a cry?
Yeah.
Were you in a discussion about something and the person cried?
I mean, if they can't get themselves together to let me know, yeah, whatever, you know, then I'm going to more than likely say, hey, you know, do you need me just to get you home? I'm going to need you to nod or something.
All right. Yeah.
But what the option that's not on the table is to sit here and continue crying.
Right.
Because then
hopefully they'll start talking.
Especially me at 6'8", then eyeballs are going to start looking at me like, hey, what do you do there?
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well.
And I'm going to be like, you know, pay the bill. I mean, leave the money, pay the bill. I'm going to go get the car. Because you ain't walking out with your car. Because they're going to pin that shit on me.
Well, let me see. I don't have a problem, actually, with men crying. So I'm like, if you need to cry, that's cool. But on the third date, that means we're not far along enough where I really necessarily care about you. But because I am a compassionate human being, I would try to figure out what's wrong with you. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I would hope I wouldn't have said anything. Now, maybe sometimes, you know, you're having a conversation. Maybe you could have used a word and it could be a trigger. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, mm-hmm. I could be talking about, let's say I'm talking about my dog. And the next thing you know, he's crying because his dog died like 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it could be something like that. And it could be. Some people are really sensitive.
And the nigga go bust out crying. Cream.
I'm just saying. That was just an example.
That was his best friend.
The next morning, calling and being like, hey, crying, my cry, you all right?
Oh, that's not nice.
No, I'll probably say it. But I would have said it in a text. Hey, crying, me cry, you all right, boo? I mean, but I honestly, like I said, love her people. I would try to figure out, like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Did I say something incorrect? Or, you know, like we would, man, you know, we would try to talk through it. Like I said, I don't have a problem with men crying. I actually see that as very healthy.
Me too.
Now, if you cry all the time,
yeah, that's a problem.
And I have to keep continuously picking you up from crying. Okay, that is a problem. But like I said, the third date, you really actually don't know someone by the third date.
That's a lot going on in life.
What happened to you? You know what I'm saying? So, what happened? That just fucked around and got old. I mean,
no, yes.
But you know what though?
There's nothing wrong with crying. It's a healthy emotion.
For me, it's happening in reverse. Because I ain't crying for shit. You know,
I don't cry.
But as I get older, I didn't been watching TV and was like,
oh shit,
I'm welling the fuck up. What is that?
Fuck tears. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying
it could be a commercial. I think people are just honestly more in touch with their feelings and their emotions these days versus what they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I think back in the day, you know, it used to be like a little boy would fall or whatever, and it'd be like, you know, man up or get up or whatever, or shake it off or, you know, whatever. And I think, you know, I'm not saying that parents may not do that to their little boys now, but I think it's okay if a person needs to express their emotions and they need to cry. I mean, like, have you ever just had a really bad day and you're like, oh my God, if I could just cry and just get all this shit out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I haven't had one of those in a really long time. Like, because sometimes you sit there and you're like, okay, cry. And nothing comes out. And you're just like, okay, and cry. And I'm watching this movie and it's going to make me say, and cry. And nothing comes out. Like, I mean, you know, sometimes it's like that. You know, so then when it don't work, you just go get a glass of wine and you just, you know, shake shit off.
Sometimes crying can be a good thing.
I'm saying it could be very therapeutic.
Look at Trey and our boys in the hood. He cried his way into some good pussy.
That's true, too, but I'm going to cry. I don't believe that. You know, I'm from old school. The guys just don't cry. We don't cry. And if you do cry, you cry in the rain.
In the rain.
We cry together.
Yeah, all that crying and sensitivity shit. What's fucking wrong with this world in the first place? Goddamn right now. Everybody too goddamn sensitive. Just like that girl from YouTube.
This is sick,
YouTube.
Angry Diego right here.
Yeah. You know, just that's crying.
We just
shit.
Had this conversation that you just should not ever be an EMT.
No, I think he should be. Then the only reason why is because, you know, if something is going on and something's happening, he can get through where a normal person would be like, oh my God, like, what?
Well, so then yeah. he needs to be the 911 operator then. But see, he'll show up at the scene, like I said.
He wants to see it.
Dude got broken bones and stuff. And
you know what he needs to do?
Scoop your ass up.
Now, granted, we're off track. But you know what he needs to do? He needs to be the person that comes after everything's already happened. People are gone. To clean up the scene.
How would I do that?
No.
Yeah,
a picture you sent me from still haunts me to this day. Yeah, if he saw that picture, he would be like, oh, wow. I'll tell you what picture it is.
Oh, shit.
You showed it to me. I'm like, oh, my God. It's still, and this has been like at least 3 years, 5 years. And I'm like, oh, I'm still haunted by it. But anyway, sorry, we're off track.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't count somebody. I'm trying to bring it back. I wouldn't discount someone if they cried.
Right.
Depending on what they were crying about,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would be okay with it. And maybe there would be a fourth date.
Yeah.
Then maybe not shit. I don't know.
Depends on.
So,
yeah.
You got a question for us so we can move off of this topic because we already ran.
Yes.
Amok already.
Crying.
Well.
It's not wrong. And if you did, it's not wrong with it.
Right. Look.
Cry.
Okay.
Shed a tear.
Okay. So one of my girlfriends, she didn't have time to post this on Facebook. So she called me before I ran out the door and said, you have to ask this question. I really need some advice. She's like, I need some kind of dating tips. I said, okay, so what's going on? So she says that she's been dating this guy for 5 years. And hush.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And she has never been around the family. She's been around a few friends, and he comes over at night. He doesn't come over. He doesn't really take her out during the day. On the weekends when she wants to spend time with him, he says he's hanging out with his boys. They watch a lot of games and stuff. And when she wants to come over, he says he's too busy. Like, I'm busy right now, whatever. But he goes to her house. He eats up all her food. He knows all of her family, her friends. And every time she asks him questions like, what's going on with our relationship? We need to take it to the next level. He never wants to discuss it. She's a professional woman, like a really, really top. And she has a really good job. So she wants to know what are some kinds of dating tips that we can give her.
Well, first of all, I know this person that you speak of. Is her first name Seeley, last name apostrophedic? Because, bitch, you're a mattress. Okay.
That is not nice.
I don't give a fuck. Bitch, you're a mattress. First of all, you're not in a relationship. Mm. Well, let me take that back. Oh. You're in a
right.
You're in a relationship.
He's
just fucking you.
Yeah.
You're something to do. Mm-hmm. And for 5 years, your ass been something to do. Okay. Get the fucking over it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. 5 years? How stupid are you, silly? Okay. He eats all your food. He only sees you at nighttime. Okay. You know who sees people at nighttime? Vampires. Okay. The feed. Y'all don't go, he takes you around a couple of his friends. He don't take you out. You haven't seen his family in 5 years.
But she loves him.
No.
No, she right. She loves him.
But he doesn't love
her.
He doesn't give a fuck about you. Wake the fuck up. If you've been with a nigga for 5 years, and you haven't seen daylight, okay? Let alone family. Your ass don't even see daylight with him, okay? That means that you're not cute. I would go with the fact that you're not cute, okay? Because the nigga don't take you out during the daytime. I mean, you know, that's a sure sign that your ass ain't cute. You might be fuckable, but you're not cute. There's a big difference. So, you're sitting up there thinking that you're in this relationship with this guy. You keep on asking him, you know, let's take it to the next level. The next level of what? That he's going to take you out during the daytime this time, huh? Because you just said he only takes you out at night. How much respect or lack of respect do you have for yourself? Okay, I think we talked about this the last show. Mm-hmm. Self-worth. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, bitch, you're about a zero.
Uh-oh. Now, when she does complain, like, she'll nag, and then he'll take her out, like, during the day. But it'll be like a, you know, quick takeout. Yeah.
You know, probably when it's raining, cloudy outside. Right. Happy hour. Like that. Yeah. So the bottom line, you have zero self-respect. Get a clue. Get rid of him. You're probably a nice person, and you're probably going to meet someone or try to find someone equally as nice as you.
Okay.
But other than that, come on. You're not in a relationship. You just stupid.
Okay.
Is there any more meat on the bone? I mean, do I have to chime in on this one?
I think he just covered that all.
First of all, I mean, one thing I can tell about her, she doesn't listen to this show. Or she would have left him at least a year ago.
Yes, absolutely.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to partially agree with Diego that she's probably monster cookies. And I mean, that's fine. I mean, because there's always your mama to love you. So
True. Everybody
ain't going to find you attractive. That's not a bad thing.
Well, what if she was really cute, but he was just treating her that way?
You don't treat really cute girls that way. You take them out during the daytime. You can
You can treat them that way, but you're going to at least arm candy them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Floss around town and all of that. She was cute. But, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, girl.
Wait a minute. How'd she just agree? Okay. Anyway, so this is my opinion about the situation. I think, I don't know. Sometimes it's like we get into a situation where we're so desperate for someone to love us that we will accept any kind of bullshit, you know. And apparently 5 years, she has accepted this bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it sounds like, you know, that she or not sounds like it seems like she has a lot to offer because she has a great job. She seems like she's smart. You didn't say what she looks like. So I'm not going to go on the she's not cute look part. But the only part is telling me, maybe it's just because of what Diego said and it's the whole night thing, because we've had these conversations before. But I'm not going to really focus on the looks thing. I'm going to focus on the respect thing, because if he respected you, then he would take you out during the daytime. He would introduce you. 5 years, god damn, that's a long time of somebody's life. I don't even know how old you are, but he would introduce you to at least a cousin, a sister, a brother, maybe not even necessarily the parents if they're still living. But, you know, because sometimes it's like you don't want to introduce people to your parents unless you're really, really serious. But I'm like, but goddamn, 5 years, you think you would really, like, you know, come on. But I mean, but not to introduce you to like a sibling or a first cousin, a second cousin, shit, a third cousin by now. Ugh. Boo, that means a lot. That really does mean a lot. And I'm more mad at you than I'm mad at him. I'm mad at you because you're letting him treat you this way. Mm-hmm. When you could be out here, like, even like Diego said, getting a person that's just as nice as you are, or at least a person that respects you, you know, because he doesn't. He just does not. And you're allowing it. And that makes me really sad for you. And I'm hopefully the Diego juice has not gotten on me. But it makes me very sad for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing that you're staying with somebody that's treating you like this? You know, sometimes it's like, I don't want to be all cliche, but it's like, you can do bad by yourself, man. You know, you can get out there and meet people and meet during the goddamn day. You know, they have day parties out here, right? In DC. I don't even know if you're in DC, but even in any city you live in, they have day parties. You can get out, meet people during the daytime. You can go to the library, shit. You can go to the grocery store and meet people, you know? So for somebody to keep you under wraps, and nobody even mentioned that maybe he could be married or he could be in another relationship. Mm-hmm. So he can't be out with you during the daytime because maybe other people he know might see you and go back and run tell it to his girlfriend or his wife. I don't know. But I would say, get out. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jordan Peele. Get out. Get out of this. Because mm-hmm. it's not healthy for you. And next thing you know, it's 5 years. You're going to turn around and it's 10 years. And again, don't know how old you are. But I'm just going to assume you're older. Because I don't know. I mean, I don't know how old you are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume you're older.
Yeah, she's old.
So I'm just, oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so damn. You're going to, right, both of them say she old.
She old.
Right.
So that'd be.
Right. Damn. So, I mean, but I'm saying, so listen. So 5 years is going to turn into seven, which is going to turn into 10. And you're going to be in the same situation. And he's going to be out flourishing, hanging out with his friends in the daylight, mm-hmm. going on vacations, going to day parties, getting his life and doing everything he want to do. And you still going to be just cooking and letting him eat all your shit and then coming in and doing it to you and like rolling out but before the sun comes up. You don't want that for yourself. At least I hope you don't want it for yourself because apparently yeah. 5 years you kind of do. But
you know that tag on the mattress say do not remove, you know, by the penalty of law. Do not remove yeah, that tag. Yeah. Silly.
Remove it.
Your tag. Her name was Silly. Silly.
Remember the whole
Silly
mattress
Posturepedic. You know, with the memory foam. Because mm-hmm. he remembers your ass well. So I'm like, remove that goddamn tag, girl.
Get out.
Okay, get out. Stop being stupid. For all you women who are listening out there, I hate to keep saying it. If a nigga ain't fucking wifing you within the first 1 or 2 years, you're just something to do.
Well, I don't even think you have to wife somebody. Or at least claim you.
Or claim you. I mean, if you sit there talking
about, I'm worthy. Claim me in a couple of months. I see your ass crying on the third date. I'm still hanging around. Nigga, I need you to claim me on the fourth date.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And if I can, I just want to clear something about, you know, when I spoke about her being unattractive. You know, I'm speaking from his point of view.
No, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. We don't know what she looks like, of course.
I don't know what she looks like.
No, you know she looks like shit.
But, well, clearly, I'm just saying.
No, not necessarily.
Possibly to him, she may not be worthy enough to.
Yeah, I mean, she can look like an average woman you see walking in a mall, man. Yeah, we don't know what she looks like.
No, I know she ugly. You know, the bottom line, we've been in this game way too long, and you know an ugly woman. The first thing you know, you're not going to take an ugly woman out during the daytime because you don't want to be seen with her. So you take her out at night because you can maneuver around, especially put on makeup, that lighting.
I'm not going to disagree with you. Oh, I'm just saying from the standpoint of the fact that I've never seen this person. I can only kind of speak from the behavior that would might be going on with her.
All right. We're going to move on from Boo because I think that was enough and hopefully she understands what we were saying. So one more question real quick before we go to break. So, all right, so this was sent in. When you get married, should you start fresh and get a new bed?
You know, go ahead, take that.
No. Why is it so hard?
Go ahead, take that one.
I have some mixed feelings about this. How old is the bed? Now, look, if you just got the bed and it still has some mileage in life left on it, you go and pick out a really wonderful comfort set, you know what I mean, and then you just dress it on up. Mattresses are expensive, but I mean, if you had it for a while and it's, you know, and it's folding in the middle, get rid of it. But I'm just saying, I mean, usually people, it depends on the person too that you're with. Some people are they're sticklers about that. They don't, especially men don't want. They don't want to sleep on something that another man's been sleeping on with you. So if that's the case, if he don't like the mattress, he can buy a new one. However, then you have some men that don't give a shit. They're like, whatever, that was in the past. The mattress is still good. We want to keep it. So I guess it depends on who you're with. I say no. If the mattress is still good, you keep it. Maybe if you want to get another bedroom set, you get another bedroom set that you both like, but you keep the mattress. And the box spray. I'm just saying.
You want to go?
No. I look at it like this. You know, I can see yay and nay on both situations. But what do we talk about? When we say get rid of the bed, okay, let's look at this. We talk about getting rid of the bed. Are we talking about getting rid of the frame, which is a very nice frame?
It doesn't say. It just said get a new bed. To me, that tells me mattress. So, right. I don't know. So that, you, it just says
if,
new bed. Right.
So if you say, okay, you can keep the frame, but if you want to get rid of the mattress because the person is,
a whore?
Well, had whorish ways. Let's say that. Had whorish ways. And if the person had whorish ways, and you're afraid that CSI might shine that light.
Well, that's different.
Now. Then yeah, okay, all right, I can see. All right, get a new mattress. But does that mean that other person gets a new mattress too?
No, you're getting married, man. Yeah, so
both of y'all. So
when you get married, should you start fresh and get a new bed?
That's my whole point. If you're about to marry this person, I'm going to assume y'all spend time together. So you've been banging in this bed for the minute. So what you getting rid of it for? I have your DNA in there, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So if that's the case, you should have told her to get a mattress when you met her.
Right.
And or claimed her or whatever. Right. You should have got a mattress from that point.
Right.
If you've been humping and been in this mattress for the past year, pack that bitch, that pissy-ass mattress on the top of your roof and move that shit into your new place together.
Right.
And live happily ever after.
Right, because, I'm looking at if you're over Boo's house, and I'm sure Boo's been fucking in her bed, too.
You don't fuck around and end your wedding before it starts.
That's what I'm saying.
Talking about get a new mattress. Like, what?
Because if Boo's been fucking in her bed, you've been fucking in your bed. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, nobody is sitting in a freezer waiting on nobody. So you meet someone, and you're talking and everything like that. And I'm sure you done fucked in her bed. She done fucked in your bed, along with the other juices, mm-hmm. And you can Febreze all that shit out anyway. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line,
Febreze don't kill germs, mm-hmm. right?
Damn.
Gusting.
He just talking about the smell, Lysol. Lysol
out or whatever the case may be. It's like all of a sudden now you're married. It's like okay, the demons, all the body counts.
Which, you know what? Did you say that?
What?
To me, I'd be like, if we get married, let's say we're moving into a new house.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want the ghost of vagina and penis pass infiltrate the new house. We getting a new mattress, dog.
Okay, I agree with you.
I'm saying there is no Febreze and there is no Lysol. We getting a new goddamn mattress because I know my body count. Do I really know your body count?
Okay, and that's a valid point. We get to a new house together.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we getting a new mattress.
Okay.
And even if you move into my house, or I move into yours, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. We still getting a new mattress. If my juice is on this mattress, your juice is on this mattress, we still going to get a new mattress so we can make new juices.
I think a better question is, how do you suggest this?
Right.
Without calling your mate a whore?
No, I would be like, hey, meet me at 3:30. We about to go to Mattress Warehouse.
Baby, we got a perfectly good mattress right here. I just bought that joint last year.
And I just said,
the year before I met you, I just bought this joint.
We could throw that joint in the guest room. But in this room where we about to sleep.
That's a $2,500 mattress.
Yeah. In this room where we about to sleep.
What's the problem? I don't understand what the problem is.
I said I don't. And I would say I don't want the ghost of past vagina and penis mattress.
What you trying to say? I'm out there like that? But then I tell you what, clearly you don't know me, so let's just call this off.
Oh, well, I'll be okay with that then. I'm like, if you being that petty, that a mattress is going to ruin a new mattress.
It's not a mattress, you just call me a whore.
Right.
Nigga, you know who you are.
You know what I'm saying? But you want to marry this whore.
But
so
I'm saying,
take all the whorisms with it.
I don't have to take the mattress, though. I might take your past whorish ways, but I don't have to take that into the new house, which... I mean, I'm going to sage the house anyway, but I don't necessarily have to sage the mattress, too, because the mattress is going to be new. You sage a house anytime you move into a house. You sage that bitch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, that's your problem. That's why you have problems, because you never.
Is that an African-American thing?
It might be an African and Native American thing, because all of us is Native American, too.
Okay.
So I don't know, but you move into a house, you sage that bitch. Okay. But see, guess what? Now we don't have to sage the mattress because the motherfucking mattress is new. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty soon it'll be like, I can't gotta get a new TV because some bitches have turned. How many bitches have turned that knob on that TV?
Right.
How many bitches have used this remote?
Now that I will Lysol.
Right. Baby, why ain't no more numbers on the remote? Because I wiped all them shits off.
And if we move it in a new house, that means new cable. And we're going to go to break with that, bitch. We're gonna go. We
ain't oh, you just dropped the mic.
Okay, now that's a little rude. Now I feel like you disrespected me because I was throwing it. I was doing the Obama mic drop, and you just kind of messed me up right there. So, okay, all right.
There are days that I can walk around like I'm all right. And I've been standing with a smile on my face. And I can keep the pain from coming out of my eyes. But sometimes I
all the feels.
I honestly feel that they could release this album today.
Right. I'm like, all the feels.
Shout out, Rich.
I'm just saying, all the feels on this song. Anyway.
And so, I was very upset when I, because I've been researching some artists lately.
Mm-hmm.
She's with Child right now.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And
good for
I'm
her.
Upset. I'm upset about it.
I don't know why. I'm like, that baby's gonna be gorgeous.
And it should be gorgeous. With me.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, did you ever shoot your shot? Because life is about shooting your shot.
Depends on who you're asking.
I'm just saying, life is about shooting your shot. If you don't shoot your shot,
you
can't say anything. It's like playing the lotto. You can't win if you don't play.
You have to be in it to win it. There you go. Yep, I'm on your side.
I don't know. That's some old people shit. I don't know. But if you don't win it.
No,
I'm just playing because we're all the same age in here. Except for him. But, I mean, seriously, you really. It's like if you don't shoot your shot, if you don't play, you don't win.
It's true.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of which, all you suckers, when I'm a millionaire, to mine, kiss my. I mean, y'all.
I mean, not me, though, because I'm going to at least need, like, because it's only, what, 40?
Yeah, 40.
Okay.
You're in the will, son.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want to be in the will. I want to have a good time while you alive.
I mean, but you're in the will, too, so.
But I still want to have
having a good time. I'm just saying. It's now yours to take over.
Okay.
Well, don't forget about me and Diego, because we need a couple of dollars.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
Yeah, you better be very literal when you speak with him, because he'll be like, bitch, you said a couple, this is your two, I'm out. I'm
going to rain $5 on you. I mean, matter of fact, here's a $2 bill. Take this and run and go. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sending your feedback. And to the people who have sent their feedback, hopefully we didn't help. What? Hopefully we didn't hurt their feelings.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did I tell you I was on a bitch count?
Like, your bitch count.
I get 5 bitches a day.
I don't even know what that means.
I've just been challenged.
Like bitches as in women or bitches like, as
I
in...
I just can't say that word.
Oh, the word bitch. Oh, okay.
I only get 5 a day.
So I feel like you... I don't know how many you said already, but I know you're down 1.
I'm down 2.
Okay.
So I have 2 left for today.
Okay. All
right. Let's lose. Let's, just want to know. Let's use them wisely.
Right. I'm like, how can I make him say the word? Okay.
Damn, you're supposed to be helping me.
Nope. Not really. Anyway, so again, thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com. You want to leave your voice? 202-750-1437. Don't be shy. As B wants to say, don't be a bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I kid. Because I love you.
Salazar.
Anywho, so, all right, B. You got a question?
I do.
Do it.
And this one has been debated. When, if ever, is there a time that when dating someone, you don't have to call ahead to announce that you're coming over?
Hmm. Can I go first so I can remember the question? When you have a key to the door and we're married? Because if you're coming to my house, you always have to announce yourself. Because if you knock on the door, I don't have a ding or a ring or a nest or whatever, and I can't see who's at my door, I'm not answering the door. Because it could be a Jehovah's Witness. No, you know. I mean, no dig on y'all. Love you. But I'm not going to just randomly open the door for anybody that knocks on my door. So I'm going to need some heads up that says, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. You know, do you mind if I stop by? If I answer you, say, cool, yes, please come by. Come by. If I don't answer you, that means no, don't come by. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm doing anything shady. One, maybe I'm not home. Two, maybe I look like a hot mess and my hair is in a bonnet and I didn't get it done and I look like trash. I don't know, because sometimes that happens to people, right? It's like when people call you on FaceTime and you don't answer because you don't look good. You're like, give me a chance to take off my glasses, put my eyeballs in, and pull my bonnet off. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I like them too, but if I'm, you know, straight, you know, meeting, you know, if I'm FaceTiming somebody and we cool and we dating or whatever, I might not automatically introduce my glasses to somebody. I don't know. But no, do not go over somebody's house and don't announce yourself or say, hey, do you mind if I drive by? Because I personally think that's disrespectful. Like, I would never pop over somebody's house and not tell them I'm coming. Unless you like my homie, like my girl, you know. Actually, I take that back. I would even tell them I'm coming. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, I just would never pop over. Wait, let me take it back. Except for my mom. I did that one time. She was like, what are you doing? But... That would be the
As
only person.
Pedro exit the back door.
I'm just saying. I mean, yay. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I would never pop over anybody's house without telling them I'm coming. Because even my aunt did it once, and I answered the door for her ass. And because I didn't know she was coming. You ain't tell me. My mom was like, oh, she came by the... I was like, oh, that was her. I just saw the back of her head walking away. I didn't know who that was. You know, so tell somebody you coming. I don't care if we dating or whatever. Unless you got keys, you can get in the house without... Okay, tell me. Okay. Sorry.
No.
That was a really long tirade. I'm sorry. I'm not used to going first. I'm sorry.
That was really, feel good.
Not really, because I'm like, that was really long. And I'm like, oh, I imagine this is how y'all must, you know, or I feel when y'all are talking.
I mean, I completely agree with Queen. First of all, don't ever show the fuck up at my house.
Uh-oh.
Underneath. Mm. I don't give a damn how long we've been dating. Unless your name, last name is Mrs. Johnson. That's the only way you're getting the key to my house. Mm. So, and if your name not Mrs. Johnson, just don't show up. Call me. Let me know. Call, text, whatever. If you show up, I'll watch you knock on the door and go back and sit on the couch and
I
shit.
I see your eye.
I know you in there, Pookie. You know, but no, don't show up. Like I said, like Neen said, hey, don't call first, text, whatever. Let me know, but just don't show up.
I mean, the first thing everyone automatically assumes is that you're doing something deceitful. Mm-mm. I might just want you to motherfucking stop at 7-Eleven on the way over. So just call me. That's all.
Call
me. I think of things in fat boy terms. I need snacks. Some chips. Hot dogs.
Some popcorn.
Ice cream. Ho-hos.
You know, some women like to show up. I got a raincoat on. They show up at your house with a raincoat and shit.
Yeah.
Still call me.
Right. Better check the weather. It ain't raining today.
Yeah.
It's like 85 degrees. Why? That means your parts are sweaty.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't mind sweaty parts, but call me first. Huh? Let me know you're coming over.
Pew.
I like sweaty parts.
She said
I like sweaty parts.
I mean, sometimes sweaty parts are cool, but sometimes it's not.
I like
cool.
that twang.
If the sweat came about, like, together.
Yeah.
That's not what he was saying.
No, he just said he like.
Well, if she's standing there and it's a little hot with some heels and a raincoat on, it's a little hot outside. I don't mind a little twang.
Okay, I can do that.
A little twang.
But I mean, and I'll take it even a step further where a lot of probably people wouldn't go. But like, if we like,
and we out to the gym today,
and we worked out together,
ain't nothing wrong with
and
that.
And I'm watching you get your little treadmill shit on, your elliptical thing.
Just tell a grad that going
I,
on.
You know, I can't wait for the shower. Yeah,
right.
But I just know where that sweat came from because I watched it for the last hour and a half. Yeah.
I'm good with it. I don't want, you know.
Real high blood pressure ain't never killed nobody.
Okay, right. All right.
You don't have to smell like soap.
Salty sweat. All right. Okay. Yeah, no, I think it's, I mean, absolutely. I don't, like, what can you say about this? I mean, everybody just kind of said it. Don't show up unannounced. Because it's just rude. I mean, it's rude. It's not even, like you said, not, it doesn't have anything to do with being, you know, sneaky. But if you're dating and you go over to somebody's house, you know, kind of trying to be, you know, well, I'm that bitch. Then you're going to, not that anything's going on, but it's rude and it's disrespectful. And so you might not be that bitch after that, so.
Or something could be going on.
Or something could be. Yes, absolutely.
Something could be going on. And just for the record, just understand, if someone does call and you say, no, don't come over, understand they're going to borrow their friend's car and drive by anyway.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Everybody knows about me. If you don't call, don't get in.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, yeah, I'm about to ride past your house.
Have you ever done a drive-by?
Vaseline on the face and motherfucking hair in a ponytail.
You never done a drive-by?
I've never done one either.
No.
Surprisingly, yeah. I've never done one.
I usually get late to the house. I went to a rental car. I don't have
what
to the fuck.
You did a drive by?
Yeah,
drive by. I did a stakeout.
In a rental car?
In
you
a
mean?
Rental.
Oh,
I went and got a rental so I could post up right in front of the house. You don't know who the fuck I am.
You know what I mean?
Stop
fucking with me. He was on a stakeout with binoculars and snacks.
But hold on, though. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what I saw in my stakeout, though.
Oh, man.
Was there a
bomb? I saw, look, call. I see through the window.
It was a white girl.
Uh-oh.
Put the phone down.
Because only white girls have the window open.
Or bougie black people.
Uh-oh.
And as I got to the point of my stakeout, I was like, you know what, let me just go ahead and roll. The door opens. And another gentleman takes out the trash.
Oh.
So you goddamn right.
Yeah, that was a good old stakeout.
Rental car
right
people,
there.
Rental cars.
Yeah, Enterprise.
God damn it.
First of all, wow.
I've never been that interesting.
They'll pick you
Second
up.
Of all, wow.
Wow.
Hashtag yeah, well. Enterprise, you should sponsor our show.
So it was so funny because after I watched them
pick
the phone up, see who the call was, put it back down. So then I sent a text like, tell dude to at least put the lid back on the trash can after he puts the trash can.
Oh, okay.
And then it was scramble.
Oh, it's too sunny in this room. I'm just going to close this curtain.
Now you want to start answering phone calls. All right. Too late.
Wow.
It never pays to be deceitful.
Please tell me that was the end.
What?
I'm just saying. Please tell me it was the end.
It wasn't the
end. Oh, my God. Oh, it was the end.
That just goes back to what we were talking about before. Guys, be honest. If you're going to date other people, be honest. Say, I date other people.
Or chicks.
Or the chick.
I'm talking about guys in general.
Oh, okay.
In general, guys and girls. Be, you know, just say what it is. Yeah. This way, people like B don't have to be on stakeouts.
Oh, boo, by the way, my nuts rest on other chins.
I don't know what the fuck he does. You know, he'd just be random. Drinky Diego, sicky Diego, sober Diego.
It's just all.
You don't even know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. In the kitchen, cooking like a stir fry. I'm just saying. All right. So let's go to the last question. This question to me is kind of fun. So we'll see what you guys think. So somebody sent this question in and they said, hey, if you're dating someone and they say, I like to eat the groceries.
Yes.
Then they try to kiss you afterwards. Would you kiss them back?
Ooh.
By groceries, we mean eating ass. Because for somebody, some random person that's listening is like, the groceries? What does that mean?
I eat groceries all the time.
Right. So groceries, I mean, it's old now, but the term groceries is old. But it means eating ass. So if somebody said, you know, they like it, whatever, and then they try to kiss you afterwards, would you kiss them back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would. I mean, because like I say, those fresh bite baby wipes always keep you fresh. Always. So, yeah, I mean, you kissing and after it. I mean, it's like, you know, eating pussy, and then you kiss the girl.
Yeah.
After you eat a pussy.
Pussy is not the same thing as...
Well, I mean, pussy is just
it's not the same. Yeah. You do not compare eating pussy to eating ass.
Wait a minute. Because think about it like this.
Do not pussy, compare the two.
No, it is. I'm comparing the two. I'm comparing the two. I mean...
No.
A lot of fluid's not coming out of your ass. Now, if you have ass leakage, then maybe.
Or did you
get a good wipe? We're not talking about a good wipe.
That wasn't the question.
But I'm just saying.
We're not assuming.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You cannot compare
I think it's the same to me.
Oh, my God. Who have you been hanging out with?
People.
I wish I could have saw his face. But I'm like, my God, like, if you're eating somebody's ass and it tastes like vagina, that's a problem. They need medical attention.
They're eating their ass and the ass tastes like vagina?
No.
It's not going to taste the same.
No, I'm not saying it's the same. I'm not saying it tastes the same. But I'm saying if you all in the mix and all in the heat of the passion and everything like that, and you're eating the pussy and she's sucking your dick. Because when the woman's sucking your dick, you're not going to say swig first, baby. You're going to kiss her after she sucked your dick. And bottom line, you're going to take some of your semen because you're going to pre-ejaculate while some of that nut juice is going down her throat.
That's still not the same thing.
But what I'm saying on the whole process of doing the damn thing and being all passionate and caught up with that person, you go back there, you taste the groceries. Hopefully she did use those wonderful gentle baby wipes.
She didn't.
Well, I mean, you know, generally, see, you have to do a rule of thumb about eating groceries.
Literally, pun intended.
Right. Rule of thumb. Put that thumb in there, smell it. Okay. Give it a smell test on your thumb. Oh, okay, gosh. You're good. So. So, but generally, you want to do, when you want to eat groceries or something like that, you want to know that the person is, you know, has showered in the recent moments and stuff, and maybe not has. And if the person did have to go to number two.
What if I just came back from the gym? That's okay?
No. Now, if I come
to the gym, it's okay.
No, if we just come back from the gym, I probably won't eat your groceries because your butt cheeks all sweaty. Right. You probably had to poop a little bit, you know, and everything like that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, but after, you know, I give you one. You go out, you have a good time, you dance and you're hanging out. Not necessarily sweaty, but you're having a good time. You know you showered before you went out and you know that you didn't have to do a number two or anything like that. You know,
you feel
you're still kind of fairly fresh, and the girl might go tidy up a little bit because I like to tidy up afterwards. Like, run the wipes between the butt cheeks just in case. And then you get together and you're like, okay, you feel good.
Diego, I mean, again, this is not a sponsored show, but may I ask you, what is your wipe of choice?
Huggies.
Yeah, I like the Huggy wipes. They are very good.
And Huggies versus like Cottonelle?
No.
I like Huggies. Huggies.
Pampers leaves lint residue.
Yeah, but the nice Huggy wipes, they're nice and fresh. They're nice and wet. And they get a little soapy to them, too. So
we're saying baby wipes versus like Cottonelle.
Yeah, like baby wipes. Okay. Because if it's good enough for a baby.
You don't know there's baby wipes in every bathroom in the house? Yeah.
I never had to use them since I've been here.
But
each one
baby,
teach one.
Yeah. You get a nice little baby wipes. And I would say for you ladies out there, keep little baby wipes in your purse. Because you never know.
I have the freshen up joints. But if I'm pooping, I can't even concentrate enough to be like, let's do it. Like, because I have to be like, ooh, give me a minute. Let me get in the shower.
You remember, because we've had this discussion. On the previous show, it was actually on the IDS show.
Okay,
the ravage is real.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I'm sorry.
There might be a time where maybe your head ain't there, but his head is all the way there, and he might snatch you up as soon as you walk through the door at work, and Okay, oh, well, I understand you got that.
I'm not pooping at
work ass and all that and that's blah different. Blah blah.
Yeah, I'm not yes. work pooping.
You know, but
that's different. But anyway, so I feel like you guys didn't answer the question.
Oh wait, okay. Well, say the question again. Come on, Queen.
Wait a minute.
Come on, because I was really all into
right.
the answer.
That's my answer okay. right there.
Right. if you're dating someone and they say they like to eat the groceries, mm-hmm. then they try to kiss you afterwards, would you kiss them back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's your damn ass you eating. I mean, you tasting.
Okay. Don't get angry at me. It's just a question.
No, absolutely.
Messenger. Yeah, they got some wipes with mint tea in it.
Oh, I got to get some of those.
God, that seems like it would sting.
No, it does burn a little bit, but it's so fresh. it's a mild breeze that come along with it, though.
But anyway, wait a minute. Yes. Are you wiping your ass with face wipes?
No. Baby wipes it. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a secret.
I've never seen minty ass wipes.
He accidentally picked up them Clorox wipes.
I'm gonna tell you y'all ain't a little secret.
Okay,
let my little secrets out, but okay. like that.
Let people know.
Well, a lot of times you get a little baby wipe, you get a little Listerine, put it on there, and you freshen it up back. That's all. That's ain't gonna so kill.
But I'm saying, but I guess as a man you can, because there's nothing else that can mess up your pH balance. Right. But no, you can't. Like a woman is no. You can't add Listerine. You might be overzealous, and you yes, it's,
you be a fresh
no.
Man.
Ladies, do not try that. I'm just saying, because then you're gonna send us a message and be like, "Yo, I was at the doctor's because I used some Listerine, and then my shit was on fire."
Well, you wipe up, don't wipe down.
There's still parts. We have different parts than y'all.
I don't think that's safe.
Nah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. I don't think that's safe.
Did you answer this question?
Man.
So you said. thank you.
Right. I'm absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Kissing after the daycare. I'm kissing after.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
No doubt.
We're going to be nasty together.
You know what's even more sexy?
What?
When you finish and they are excited to kiss you.
Yes.
Yes.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, sure enough is.
Damn it.
Give me some of that sugar.
They do the Martin and grab your ears and bring, oh man.
But I guess that's when you know it's like a real relationship where it's definitely. Like, you know, you wiping off your mouth, they kissing your mouth, you doing something, you throwing Listerine on a butthole. It's a real relationship at this point, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whether they know it or not.
Right. Like we go together.
It's like that morning wake up breath. You know, it's like
Gosh, it's a combination between Listerine and ass.
No,
vagina and dick.
Since Diego putting stuff out there, I'm gonna put a little something.
Let's spice do it. Spice it up. Let's
so, beverage of choice. Usually, it's better with something a little bit sweet.
Mm-hmm. Don't say Crown Royal apple. I'll smack you.
Smaller their back. Started there.
Oh yeah!
Let it work out, and you catch it at the daycare.
Oh, you know what it is? You know what I like? I'm gonna tell you a little secret. What I like, get some of that. You know the ice cream mix stuff you put on top of your banana splits. Give some of that butterscotch. Put it on the crack, and let it run down.
Okay, can I ask? Are you catching it before it goes anywhere else? Because I'm saying. You're fucking up pH balances all across America.
Right? We don't care about no pH balance. That's between you and your GY.
I'm just saying, and then the next time you're like, oh, why can't we do it? I have a raging yeast infection. That's why you can't do it.
That's what gets some
butterscotch. Chocolate sauce got caught in between my parts.
No, butterscotch. And you catch it before you get to that part.
So y'all are quick with the sip and slurp.
Because you let it, it's warm and you let it ooze down to the crack.
Oh, so you've warmed it up.
Oh, you got to warm it up.
In the microwave or what are we doing? You just leave it out room temperature?
I think the best way to do it is get a hot bowl of water and put it in a bowl of water and let it.
Okay. So there's no burn.
So it's no burn because you don't want to scorch the butt. You just want it to run down,
right?
And then you want to lick it at the.
I'm gonna tell you a good. I'm gonna tell you
scorch the butt like you did on the bidet you used.
Oh yeah,
we were in Italy.
Scorched your
butt. I was on the same. I was sitting there and I was, but I didn't know it got hot like that. So I'm sitting on there. I tore my ass up. Ow! I didn't know it got hot like that. I thought it was just one temperature.
What if See, now what if you hang out with somebody that has a scorched butthhole? Then what
right,
you doing?
Right.
You still gonna go for it?
No, you gotta let that heal.
I would say, I mean, you know, I'm not. I haven't done the chocolates and syrups and caramels and all that shit. Yeah, but a good Grand Marnier.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? A good Grand Marnier. A good.
But old school Alizé.
Wait a minute, doesn't that burn?
Alizé works too.
So that doesn't burn?
Nah.
Nah, how's Grand Marnier going to burn?
A good Grand Marnier.
I'm talking about using other, I mean, all of his alcohol is still going to
a good cinnamon
sizzle.
Tequila.
Oh, that's
good. Oh, God, no.
God, yes.
If you catch it, yeah. If you're quick.
Right.
Okay.
Be quick.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to be quick because you're now, meeting it as it
is. Is she spreading the butt cheeks? Is she assisting in the spreading of the butt cheeks?
Well, I mean.
No, you gotta do it.
No, you can't do it all. I think that you know something. I'm gonna tell you something, ladies. Stop being lazy and assist in the spreading of the butt cheeks.
That helps.
Yeah, you gotta assist in the spreading of the butt cheeks.
That helps.
A little another one to throw in there for your coffee lovers is Patron Cafe.
Oh yeah,
you guys.
Okay, y'all doing too much for me.
You gotta go with the Ebonics for this.
She said, I helps.
Right, I helps. Patron, a little bit of Patron Cafe, a little bit of Alize, whatever. I help.
Absolutely. What's your pleasure? And,
oh my gosh.
And don't forget good old fashioned champagne. Because the bubbles
I done the champagne thing.
Are you saying champagne or are you saying sparkling wine? Because it's different.
Okay. Either one. Whatever your budget allows you.
Yeah, I've done the champagne, yeah.
whatever you think her worth is.
Bottom line,
be
creative.
You getting sparkling champagne.
You ain't pouring no wine.
You better
find some champagne. Yeah.
Y'all do the boast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun though. Yeah, because after a while, we need to do a show one day on boring sex.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Well,
and what do you even talk about? Well, don't talk about it now. But I'm like, what do you talk about?
About boring sex.
How to spice it up.
How to spice it up.
What not.
See, we need people to respond to that.
Some people think they doing the most and you are boring the shit out of your man.
But see, to me, I think that's relative because what is boring or freaky or whatever to me may be
boring
like snooze fest to you. What is
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, but whatever snooze fest to you.
So there we go. There's a line of topics, people, that you might want to ask us about. Like,
let us know.
If you want some leather mask and mouth gags, and she thinks
I'm saying Diego
popping at the movies is the most.
Diego can answer all the questions.
Diego can answer all the questions.
Just saying all the questions with a slight side of B.
Don't put B in
the
shit.
I'm just saying, and I'm a virgin. The slight of the other lady to my left,
because I helps.
Well, just the fact that she's from the Bronx should answer all those questions.
Just saying. Don't let the smile fool you. That's all I got to say.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, you know, I think that's a topic that we need to kind of broach at one time.
Well, it'll be great for people to send in questions. So if you have any questions, indeepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail. I know some of y'all are a little afraid to do voicemail. You don't have to say who you are. I mean, if you want, you can put that little, this is my question. If you want to hide your voice, do that too. That's fine. We don't care. 202-750-1437. As always, I have so much fun with y'all. I mean, I know we sometimes go off the rail and we do a little bit too much, but that's fine. Thank you for still rocking with us and sharing the show. And send us some questions. This is how the show is going to keep going on and on and on and on and on. So to the people that have sent the questions in, we thank you so much. And, I'm going to speak for myself. I hope we didn't hurt any feelings today. But I do hope we enlighten some people. Because if you're in a situation you need to get out of, get out.
The truth hurts.
The truth does hurt. Get out, boo.
Your glance, this romance, the same.